Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
You ready? Let's go.
Live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive.
I won't deny you, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna...
Time to play the game.
Now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com.
Thanks, Andrew Downs, and welcome to Benchwarmers in Ankeny for the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented as always by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. My name is Chris Williams, joined as always by Brent Bloom on another rare Wednesday Fanatic Radio Show, as Iowa State women's basketball coming up tomorrow night against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Billy Finley will join us in a little bit to preview that basketball game. Coming up in about 5 minutes, Cornell Mann from Fred Hoiberg's coaching staff is going to be right with us here on 1460 KXNO. What's up, Bloom?
You've got some cheese balls here, and Adam Gray's going to eat them all.
Yes.
If we're not careful.
Yeah, so if we don't have a quick segment here at Benchwarmers and Ankeny, the cheese balls will be gone.
Delicious.
Here. How are you? It's been a weird week kind of since the football season ended. There's all that playoff drama, clones basketball. What's going on, my man?
Happy that it's just basketball now.
I am too.
Just focus on it. It gets a little bit of a whirlwind there when you got basketball, football all going at the same time. But
especially when football is the way it has been.
Exactly.
And I'm not trying to make this a negative conversation, but I talked about this earlier in the week. I feel like it's just good to be over with.
I think everybody could use a fresh start and something else to focus on. Of course, the coaches are worried about recruiting, which they should be, and now can worry about basketball. And what a way to jump into it with a phenomenal game at Iowa on Friday. Yeah, that's a good Iowa team. And
yeah.
I think it's going to be a really, really dynamite matchup.
I'm glad that Iowa beat North Carolina last week.
Agreed.
I think that it brings more intrigue into this game. And I also think even if they would have lost to North Carolina, it was a game that Iowa State clearly needs to take very seriously. And now, you know, just from a fans, the casual basketball fans around the state, Iowa just beat one in Chapel Hill. That's a big deal. No matter if they're good, bad, whatever, that's a big deal. It just makes this game feel – it was going to be a big game regardless, but I'm glad that they won that after losing those two in New York City.
No question, because I think if you look at this, and it hasn't come out yet, but what Vegas says, it's going to be a pick 'em. I really do.
Yeah,
maybe
I think
one,
so too.
1 point here or there, but it's a dead even matchup. The fact that it's in Carver Hawkeye, and you know with – what Niang has done to those guys and everything else around, I mean, they're going to be amped up, as amped up as that place can get. Now, it can get rowdy over there. We'll see how rowdy it is on Friday night. But Fran wants to beat Iowa State. He's a competitive guy. So is Fred. Those guys don't like losing to each other at all, considering how the game ended last year.
Mm-hmm.
But this means a lot come March time, because beating Iowa or losing to Iowa, and then on Iowa's side, beating Iowa State, losing to Iowa State can be the difference in a seed. And that can avoid maybe a 2 seed or a 3 seed once you get into the next round. So it has huge March ramifications. If you can win on the road as an Iowa State person, that's a big feather in your cap come March time.
Yeah, I think too, especially it's heightened because of the Maryland loss. I mean, I think we all had, when you and I went through and went game by game, we had that chalked up as a win. So this game takes on extra importance because you didn't get that. Now, is the losing team on Friday night locked out of the tournament?
No.
It's nothing like that, but you're right. I mean, this could be the difference between a 3 and a 4 seed, or, you know, and from Iowa's standpoint, if they win in Hilton last year, maybe they're not in that field 68 game.
They aren't. They aren't. So it means a lot. And road wins especially are huge.
Yeah.
We thought that Iowa State would get through the non-conference with one loss. Well, it's only one game, but that's a difference maker, because the Big 12 is a lot more difficult than I thought it was going to be. I think teams 5 through 10 are better.
Baylor.
So winning on Baylor has looked really good.
Yeah.
And that surprised me, I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm.
We thought TCU was going to be good.
Scott Drew is an underrated coach, by the way.
We can get into that for 3 more months, my friend. But they have looked good. They've looked impressive. And even West Virginia's looked way better than I thought. So winning on the road in the Big 12 is going to be difficult. So when you get one in the non-conference, it helps your win total, which helps your seed when March Madness rolls around. You do not want to be like a 4 or 5 seed.
No.
Because the ones like right now, you look at the one seed, and I think there's a little bit of a drop-off after that. I mean, it's early,
yeah.
But that's why games like Fridays are big to help your seeding come March.
The guy who's going to have a great seat on Friday is Cornell Mann, assistant basketball coach for the Iowa State Cyclones. He joins us right now on the Hy-V hotline. Coach Mann, welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, my friend. How are you tonight?
I am absolutely wonderful, and I appreciate the opportunity to come on and speak.
Hey, we're glad to have you here. I was listening. Unfortunately, I missed my first game in Hilton Coliseum in 5 years last night. So I was tuning in to the broadcast. I heard you on the halftime, I believe, and you were talking. Your guys took the foot off the gas just a little bit at the end of each half, which is easy to do when you have big leads. But that's kind of where I wanted to start on last night's game before we look ahead at the University of Iowa. Clearly, you guys were much better. What did you take away from that game, you know, other than the whole cruise control thing that I heard you talking about?
Well, here's the tricky part. Sometimes, like they had one of their better kids, Shayok, who did not play. He was injured. Mm-hmm. And you know, you prepare for guys like that who's the second leading scorer and first rebounder. And so you prepare for that. And so things get dicey or tricky when you know, it's something different. Mm-hmm. I thought our guys were like you said, you know, they struggled to finish toward each half, but at the end of the day, our guys have really worked hard in practice and really worked hard at enjoying each other. And I thought last night, after we got a 21-point lead, I think we just got too comfortable. At the end of the day, that's what it was. We got too comfortable, and we still are a very young team in terms of chemistry and continuity. And we, you know, obviously are going to add another piece to the puzzle here on the 20th, and so that'll put another chink in our chemistry armor, for lack of a better way of saying it. But we're a work in progress, and I think last night, I think I can speak for other players as well. I think last night we probably let ourselves down, because it's all about us when we take the floor. It's all about team. It's all about chemistry. It's all about brotherhood, and from one brother, one player to another, I think we obviously had some letdowns. And let's understand this. It was more mental than it could ever be physical.
Talking with Iowa State assistant coach Cornell Mann. And, Coach, I know you're kind of thought of as the defensive coordinator a little bit with the Iowa State basketball program. What kind of growth have you seen from that side of the floor so far this season?
Well, you know, obviously, when I first got here, I was the defensive coordinator, and I probably would assume that now. But Doc came last year, and he did an unbelievable job at making some adjustments to what we did, and I think it's more of a combination of what he had, what Coach Hoiberg alike, and a little bit of what I brought. And now, what the one thing we like to do is we want to protect the basket, we want to protect the paint. And with that being said, we have to have a very secure helpline, along with a decent amount of ball pressure, but showing a lot of bodies and a lot of jerseys on a strong side of the ball. And at the same time, being ready to move on flight of the ball to the weak side and cover that. Our guys are doing a really good job communicating. Not the type of job Coach is ready to say. They're doing a great job communicating. I think again, we're a work in progress. And that part, if you ever wanted to talk about what you would miss from guys from last year, Melvin Edgem mm-hmm. was the one guy. He's always behind defensively. He's always under the basket or behind the plate. And so he was able to see a lot. Obviously, he's a really smart, sharp guy and very articulate and able to talk a lot because he knew how important that was. And it is one thing we are really missing from a guy like that, or some senior guys, is the fact that Melvin was the unbelievable, the best I've been around by far, at speaking and communicating to his teammates from behind. And so they could always he'd give them defensive direction throughout the game. You could always hear Mel. And you don't always hear our guys now. Last night, we did an okay job. Well, we did a really good job early in the first 10 minutes of the first half, maybe even the first 13 or 14 minutes. However, after that, we did a poor job of communicating because, again, I just think our guys got lax and it wasn't as important. And that's where our growth defensively has to be in communication and conversation. But also our growth as a team will be that same way, along with, the ability for some guys to really, really step up in leadership roles in a strong way. We do have a couple guys trying to be leaders, but we need guys to really assume the responsibility 100% every day, every practice, and no doubt all game.
Coach, Bloom brought up defense. I'll go down that path a little more in depth with you. On December 20th, you guys essentially are adding a high-level free agent to the mix when Jamil McKay becomes eligible. We've heard Coach Hoiberg toss around the words rim protectors quite a bit with Jamil. What is defensively, how different does this Iowa State basketball team look in February with Jamil McKay in the lineup compared to how you guys are playing right now?
Well, it is a couple of things. First of all, I think it's fair to say Jamil is an unbelievable talent. And it's also fair to give him an opportunity to get his feet wet and warm up. He's excited and ready to play. Obviously, we are, as a team, as coaches and as a teammates, excited for him, excited for us. He's the type of guy that no matter what we talk about right now, what type of terminology we use, he is going to affect the game defensively. There is no question about that. Now, how he does that, obviously Fred knows what he's talking about. So rim protector, yes. But he's so long and so athletic that he can cover a play and or recover and like no time. And now that gives you the ability to have defensive error, but still be able to not have the error hurt you. You see what I'm saying?
So sure. Yeah, absolutely.
He'll be able to do some of those things that you cannot coach, that you cannot teach. Just things that naturally he is competitive. The one thing I would probably be concerned with is he so competitive, or will he be so competitive early that he get in foul trouble? You see what I'm saying? Because he's so competitive, he don't want to see the ball go in the basket for the other team. And so at times that may mean doing things, running past the ball, trying to run through someone's body to get a rebound, going over the back, And so he'll have to fix his pace because he's so fast and so athletic and so long. His pace is a lot better than other people's pace, even if he's slowed down, And so he'll really affect the game from the defensive side. And obviously, his transition. So from defense to offense, he'll have the ability to affect the game because if we can get the rebound and go, he probably can run as fast or faster than anybody on the team. So that's absolutely crazy in itself. And then the last thing is it makes us longer. It makes us deeper. Mm-hmm. It makes us longer on the floor as a team, because right now you have Dustin starting at the four. And then after Jamil is in, you have the ability to move guys around a little more freely.
Coach, the road trip to Iowa City on Friday, first true road game of the year for you guys. What's the biggest challenge the Hawkeyes present to your club?
Well, they play hard. Obviously that'll be a staple of what they try and do every year. They play really hard. And the first thing that'll jump out at you when you talk in terms of playing hard is offensive rebounding. And those guys get about 14 offensive rebounds a game. That is a lot because they have the ability to score the second ball. At times they don't score the first ball well, but they play hard enough to get the second ball and score the second ball. That's one area we have to really be mindful of. And make sure that we have physical, fundamental cutouts and block those guys off from the ability to, rebound the ball a second time. The other thing we have to do is we have to do a good job of transition defense. We have to get our guys sprinting back and getting organized early, physically, yes, but also through communication, getting each other organized and ready to play. Because if we do a decent job of taking away transition baskets, then that's going to make the game a little more interesting.
Iowa State assistant coach Cornell Mann joins us tonight on the Hy-Vee Hotline here on the Cyclone Fanatic radio show. Coach, you guys are obviously going to walk into a pretty hostile environment, I think, in Carver Hawkeye Arena on Friday night. Now, your team, as Coach Hoiberg talked about, you know, the Maryland game didn't respond. It wasn't great when the adversity hit. That was a weird game, though, as poorly as the Cyclone shot. You guys are without question going to face adversity at some point in the game on Friday night, and I feel like that's where your team was, you know, that's really been a strength of your guys' program here over the last few years. You know, when the going got tough, the Cyclones tend to get going. And do you think that's the case with this team based off of what you've seen and how they were able to bounce back from that Maryland loss?
Well, you know, these guys are, they are new to what they're doing, just like we are new to it as well as coaching staff. And there is a lot of first times right now for every team in the country, but no doubt for our team. And so you got guys who still getting to know each other's game, still getting to know how to push each other's good button. And get the best out of each other, and so I think it's fair to say that we got a little time to get things sweeter. But this team is a team that is pretty good, you know. And it's, you know, some people probably gonna get on me about that because I'm probably not the first guy to compliment our team publicly. But this our team is really good, and these guys really really work, and they are working to play together and working to get better. And with that being said, the trouble is not our team right now. The big deal is we have to respect every opponent. And so going into the Alabama game, did we respect Alabama the way we should have? Did we have the right mentality or approach? I'm not necessarily sure. I thought we did. But that was the first time we played a neutral on a well, it was the first time we were not at Hilton. And so it's a kind of a road game. Then at the same time, you just implemented two guys that was not playing into the rotation. And so that has to have some type of an effect. And now you also playing the first of two high majors of BCS schools. And so there's a lot of variables there that you can pull from. And so I think it was a learning experience for us. Hey, we got to play harder than we played. We did not play very hard in Kansas City. We won the Alabama game, but I think everyone was disappointed, but disappointed to the point where it almost felt as if we lost, you know, and you cannot have that type of feeling after a win. But again, you just put two guys in a rotation and roles had been set somewhat. Now roles are changing. Same thing will happen when Jamil get back. I think these guys are working hard together to get it right. I think they'll work hard all year to get it right. And I think, you know, no different than any other year that Coach Hoiberg's been here. I think we'll play our very best basketball later. And that's what you want.
Absolutely. Coach, before we let you go, I want to promote your new single, Super Cyclone. Bloom and I just pulled it up on iTunes before we brought you on the air here, and man, this is quite the jam. This is quite the anthem.
Love the beat.
Yeah, it's got a sweet beat to it, Coach. This is a really good cause, though. Why don't you tell the Cyclone Nation just a little bit about what you're up to?
Well, Janet Lovell, who is Jamie Pollard's administrative assistant at Iowa State University, she is. Ever since I've been here, I've known her to be very aggressive at helping United Way in particular, but just helping in general. And so, you know, I just thought last year I talked to her and wanted to see if there was some things we could do that maybe I could help her with, that we can help raise some awareness or raise some money. And we didn't get to anything. we got to a lot of conversation. And then this year, I mean, I've done songs just for fun. It's just for fun. But I've done songs the last few years. And so I've done this song, and I thought, you know, it'd be nice if, you know, I could, you know, I talked to Janet and say, hey, Janet, what if we could do this and that? And she said, oh, that would be nice. And so I did this song. To be honest with you, it don't take very much time. And it don't take very much money to create the song or put it on iTunes or whatever. But now you can buy the song off iTunes, Super Cyclone. You can buy it off iTunes from now until the 26th of December. And it's 99 cents a song. 91 cents of the 99 cents, which is 100% profit, goes to United Way.
Very cool.
And right. And I think that's awesome. I think it's big time. I think it's awesome. Not the song, not because it's me, but I think it's big time of Janet to always spend her time and give her efforts to Story Counters United Way. And I just like helping Janet, you know.
Well, Corn, you got a new purchase. Just bought it. So
I just saw it. He purchased
it. I'll be bumping it in my Toyota Tacoma on the way home, buddy.
Okay, well, don't turn your music up too loud. Be careful out there. Don't rock out too tough, and really, you know, spread the word if you can. And
we will.
Let's see if we can help Miss Janet Lovell and help United Way raise a good amount of money.
Coach, thanks for your time tonight. It's great to have you on, and best of luck on Friday in Iowa City. Okay.
Thank you very much. We'll enjoy it.
All right, we'll do it again. Coach Cornell Mann from the Iowa State Cyclones. Letting him off of the Hy-Vee hot seat. Bloom, that was some solid analysis from Cornell Mann.
And one thing I didn't realize, that Melvin Edgem, very vocal guy, but he was essentially the safety on the back line of that defense.
Yeah.
And that's a lot to replace, not only the physical attributes, but the mental knowledge of where to send guys. And that's
especially against Iowa.
Yeah, and that it's gonna be big against Iowa, and still without McKay. But it takes a while to develop chemistry on offense, which is easy to see who you're passing the ball to, but even more so defensive rotation chemistry. That's sometimes the hardest things at the highest levels of basketball to communicate across.
Clearly seen that though from Iowa State, especially down in Kansas City, where even, you know, I thought they played pretty well defensively though against Arkansas, didn't
they?
You
did. No,
I mean,
that,
Arkansas
no
hit some tough shots
absolutely
in that basketball game to keep it close.
It's somewhat close. It's a work in progress, but you'll see that get better as the season goes on. When you add in McKay and people know where they're going, I think a guy like a George Niang and even a McKay can be vocal on that back line to tell people where to go. Once you have that on the backside, then you can pressure the guards. And you saw what they did against Arkansas, or they turned them over a bunch, I think, and Lamar as well.
Yeah.
I think that could become Iowa State's staple, is turning teams over, which then will create some more transition offense.
That Cornell Mann interview brought to you by the Iowa Clinic Men's Center, iamenscenter.com. Want to remind you about their 8 metro locations located in Altoona, Ankeny, Des Moines, Indianola, Johnston, Urbandale, Waukee, and West Des Moines. They offer same-day, next-day appointments. Any specialty you can think of, they've got it. 185 physicians and providers practicing 40 different specialties. You can do it specifically for men, too. IAMensCenter.com. Go check out their FAQ page. When we come back, we'll go back to the Hy-Vee Hotline. Billy Finley from the Iowa State Women's Basketball Program will join us after this. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, as always presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Here from Benchwarmers in Ankeny on 1460 KXNO.
Hey, Fanatics, this is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com, and today I want to tell you about my good friends over at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Nebraska Furniture Mart has always been known for their legendary service and, of course, that unrivaled selection. But did you know that the store here in Clive has the largest appliance display in all of Iowa? There's also a huge flooring selection. They've got countertops, window treatments, and don't forget the big one. Every man loves a good television. They have a ton of them at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. So, did you know that Nebraska Furniture Mart also guarantees you that they'll have the lowest price Oh, yeah, they shop around all the major competitors, including Amazon, and they want to ensure that they have the lowest prices in town. So do yourself a favor. Check them out. One block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive. It's Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on. Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise. Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We are here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented each and every week by our good friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. My name is Chris Williams, joined by Brent Bloom. Thanks to Cornell Mann from the Iowa State men's basketball coaching staff who joined us on the Hy-Vee hot seat here not too long ago. We'll bring in now Billy Finley, our good friend from the women's basketball program. The Cyclones will take on University of Iowa coming up tomorrow night. That game can be heard right here on 1460 KXNO. Also, Big Ten Network game, so if you're at home wanting to watch, maybe you want to come here to Benchwarmers in Ankeny or watch the Cyclones, you'll be able to watch that as it is nationally televised. Billy Finley, I think you're on a bus. How are you, my friend?
Doing great. We're about 20 minutes from the destination, so getting anxious to get there and obviously anxious to play in about 24 hours.
Hey, Billy, is Rich Fellingham behaving on the bus?
Actually, he's not on the bus, so bus is much more well-behaved.
Okay, that's good. That's a good sign.
Billy, there's like a legend that when Bloom fills in for Rich Fellingham as your guys' play-by-play guy that you guys have never lost. Is this correct?
We don't count the Baylor game last year.
The Baylor game doesn't count.
They're not human.
Yeah.
We gave him a wash on that, so I guess I'm confused as to really why he's not driving over tomorrow. I guess I need to find out who I need to talk to.
We need to Bloom sideline reporter.
Yeah, I'd do it. I would do it.
That's what we need to get exclusive interviews from Bill Finley at at timeouts. I think that'd be must listen radio.
But Billy, just since you guys have kind of, I mean, you're not under the radar, but with football season going on, the men's basketball season, just give everybody kind of an idea of where you're at. You've lost one game that was out in Moraga in California, but where's your team at right now?
Yeah, you know, I think we're still trying to put everything together on a consistent basis, as most people probably are. But, you know, we lost We're 5-1. We lost at St. Mary's in their Thanksgiving tournament. Tough place to play. They've been good for quite a few years. A game that I'd like to have over again. We didn't play our best, and they did some things that they don't normally do to win the game, but that's what happened.
They hit like 40 threes. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. Man, that team couldn't miss.
Yeah, they made eight, and they had made seven all season going into that game. So, but, you know, that stuff happens, and hopefully we learn from it. Since then, they beat USC, who was picked to win the Pac-12 up at the top. So, you know, it's not going to end up being a bad loss. They're probably going to win 20 or so. We beat Wyoming out there. We played really well and beat Wyoming, a team that will probably win 18 to 20 games as well. So we're doing fine. Obviously, Iowa is our toughest competition known to date, and we know what we're going into. It's a game that has gone back and forth every year. We haven't won over there since 2006. We've gone back and forth, home and away, with them, and most of the games have been blowouts, to be honest with you. So kind of a weird deal. We understand that. We've really talked to our girls about that, and we probably have the best 2 or 3 days of practice we've had in quite a while. So our kids are anxious. They're geeked up. They know what we're going into, and hopefully we can play well tomorrow.
Your young post, Billy, it's going to be a topic of conversation all season long. Key matchup tomorrow night from a novice eye, which is mine, against the Doolittle girl from the University of Iowa. Is that, I mean, if you had to zone in on anything, is that, am I blowing that one out of proportion, or would that be an area of concern for you guys?
Yeah, it is. You know, she's preseason all Big Ten, and had a great year last year. Senior post player, knows exactly what she's doing. She's been there for 4 years, and our freshman is going to get a quick look at that right away, and doesn't matter who we bring off the bench, it's going to have freshman type experience. So obviously that's the key focus, but that's the kind of post player we're going to see in the Big 12. So might as well get a preview of it now. And we've talked a lot about we don't need to go over there and get 20-10, but we need to keep her from getting 20-10, and we need to be physical. It's the first time probably all year that we're going to get banged around down there and kind of see how we react right away. So they have a history of going to her early and often in the game to see if they can establish that. So we've talked a lot about our post players, those first 4 minutes hanging in there and trying to battle her. But we're going to have our hands full. She's got a great reputation. The fans know that. Our fans know that. The refs know it. So we know what we're up against, but I hope our kids are ready for the challenge.
We've talked about Doolittle, but Samantha Logic, I swear, she was there when we were in school, Billy. She seems like she's been there about 8 years, but do you think this Iowa team is one of Coach Bluder's best?
Yeah, I do. I know they've talked a lot about that, and I think that anybody would agree with that. They've kind of put everything together. You know, they won 27 games last year, returned four starters. The one they don't was probably their fifth best starter. So they returned their top four players. Three of them are seniors. Kind of everything's kind of falling for them in place this year to have a really good year. I think they could contend for the Big 12 championship, Big 10 championship. Sorry.
They're not winning the Big 12, I'll tell you that. Yeah.
I'm not going to say that, but I think that they will finish towards the top of Big 10, and they're always really good at home. They lost a tough game to Louisville, who for some reason has their number. They beat them last year to end their season, mm-hmm. and then gave them a really hard time at Louisville, but you're talking about a top five team in the country. And then lost in a neutral site game to Arkansas in Thanksgiving when a lot of women's teams went down. But they're at the end of the year, they're going to be in the NCAA tournament. They're going to have 20-some wins. So this is a team that would be definitely a plus side for us as we look to build towards something that we want to be playing towards in March.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Hate to cut it short, but we're running low on time. Coach Mann, man, he talked our leg off. He was a good interview there listening to Cornell. But we'll all be watching tomorrow night, and best of luck when you head to Iowa City, okay?
Go get him, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks, Coach. Billy Finley, we'll let him off of the Hy-Vee hotline here tonight. It's weird because Iowa State traditionally has had better teams than Iowa, but they just can't get over the hump in Iowa City. And he's right. They haven't even been close.
But it's the same way.
I know. It's
at
just
home.
It's a weird deal because Iowa can't play here either.
They can't play in Hilton.
It's always routes.
I did the game there 4 years ago.
And they lost?
When they got beat. And it was as amped up. I mean, the atmosphere, they get fired up for that game, mm-hmm. the folks over there. It's an underrated rivalry, I think, Iowa and Iowa State women's basketball. So if you get a chance to either listen here on 1460 KXNO or watch that thing, they're going to get after it. The staffs, they're friendly, but they like to beat each other.
Yeah.
I'll just say that much.
Well, and Bluters has the history in Central Iowa,
right.
So this goes back.
It does.
This goes
it
back
does.
A long
but it's,
time.
But it's an animated game. It'll be fun to watch. Going back-to-back, I love it. The women's game one day before the men's really sets the table. It's a great, great rivalry.
I really wish that I could get over there tomorrow night, but we're doing a podcast and whatnot. But I'll watch it on the Big Ten Network. You have Rich and Molly up here on 1460 KXNO. That interview with Billy Finley brought to you by our good friends at the McFarland Clinic Orthopedic Sports Medicine Team, Doctors Warmy, Buck, and Greenwald. Head on over. I want you to do this, folks. If you're interested in sports medicine, we've had some really interesting contributions from those guys throughout football season. If you go to the About Us tab at CycloneFanatic.com, go down and click on Contributors, and you'll find the three doctors, and they've written some really fascinating blogs on sports medicine, all different types of topics. Read what they have to say. They've covered a lot of ground, so if you have questions about anything, I bet you can find it at CycloneFanatic.com. The McFarland Clinic up there in Ames. Book an appointment with Drs. Buck, Warmy, and Greenwald. Those are the doctors who work on the Iowa State Cyclones. Bloom, you're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic radio show here presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Some breaking news earlier today. When this was weird, I didn't see Gary Anderson, the Wisconsin coach, leaving for Oregon State. I think the obvious route to go is, man, that Barry Alvarez, he must be a real pain in the rear. He must be a real pain in the rear.
Well, between this and Bielema, that's two good coaches in 3 years that are vacating.
Who left for tougher jobs.
Right, and that's the other part. It was like it's not hard to win at Wisconsin, considering that division.
Being very modest, I feel like I could leave that program to 8-4.
You could.
I do.
You could beat Purdue next year.
Yeah.
Talent. Give the ball to one guy, let him run behind the big guys, and
exactly.
There you go. But it's strange. Anderson's a West Coast guy, and if you throw in the Alvarez factor with the – maybe he just was never comfortable.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are expectations that out of line in Wisconsin? Maybe.
The reason I brought this up is former Iowa State offensive coordinator Tom Herman was just named the assistant coach of the year, the Broyles Award.
Correct.
I don't know if they'll go that far. He's probably an outside shot because Alvarez has already pointed out that he wants somebody with head coaching experience. But a lot of Cyclone fans like to keep an eye on these former assistants where they're at. You know, you've got Luke Wells leading the offense at Utah State right now. He was on the road staff. Chris Ash is doing big things. Tom Herman just gets that award. I would give him an interview at the very least if I'm Wisconsin. I don't know if it's a good fit. Barry Alvarez doesn't like Tom Herman's style of football, but the reason I pointed out, I've already read two or three times where Herman
you'll hear
obvious candidate.
Herman in pretty much every job that's available from now until he takes one.
Yeah, I don't think he'll get that one. I wasn't wanting to point that out, but it was more just the line
It's interesting. If you look at his departure from Iowa State, that was just 3 years ago. And kind of the feeling of him.
And a lot of fans wanted him fired.
They did. I don't know what that means, but he clearly has an idea of what he's doing. It helps that Urban Meyer's an offensive guy, and they have a bunch of talent in the Big Ten. And like you said, you could probably coach Ohio State to, 9-10 wins. But I would guess Herman, if he does take a head job, will take it with Texas ties somehow, whether that's
Rice.
In Texas or in the Big 12 where he can recruit Texas.
I can't believe he didn't get that SMU job.
I got another good name in the Clemson guy.
I really thought that I thought
he was second.
I thought that he was right there. A couple other news and notes. Carter Bykowski, former Cyclone, has signed with the Minnesota Vikings. It sounds like he's going to play.
He's going to play?
Yeah, he's going to.
He's on the 53-man.
Because the Vikings are, they're banged up on that offensive line. So Carter Bykowski, former Cyclone. So here's another one. Jake Knott had recently last week signed with the Miami Dolphins practice squad. I have pretty good information that there's a good chance he might play.
He is.
On Sunday.
He's on the 53.
But it's all based on an injury.
Yeah.
It's all based on an injury. So if the guy stays hurt, then Jake's going to play. At least special teams.
Right.
if this guy, you know, because how weird the injury
thing. They can bring him up and down.
Correct. Jake's right on that 53 line. But that's good to see. Man, talk about a lot of bad luck. Jake Knott's had it with the injuries, but it's good to see those former Iowa State Cyclones getting an opportunity right now in the National Football League. Elsewhere going on around the country, looking up, if you're driving home, flip on ESPN when you get home. Boy, this is weird.
That won't last.
Columbia is beating number one Kentucky 22-21. What do you think about that?
What's Columbia's nickname, everybody driving?
I don't know.
The Lions. Oh, my.
You're such a nerd for knowing that.
Well, but that's what they are. what was that line? I mean, hold on. I'm curious here. This is terrible radio, but I'm going to look this
up. You're all about the point spreads.
Well, I guess it's got to be like 30.
How about we take a break, and then we'll get to the point spread when we come back, because I want to pull up the Kansas-Georgetown line as well. We are doing the Cyclone Fanatic radio show here tonight.
26.
26 was, woo, the Lions about to cover. Maybe not, though. Who knows how that second half goes. This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We are live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny on 1460 KXNO. Of course, we're presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Back right after this on 1460 KXNO.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Maybe you're driving to work, maybe you're driving home, or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. So drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. Simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on fuel. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Hy-Vee Fuel Saver, good at more than 1,200 gas stations across the Midwest, including Hy-Vee Gas, Casey's General Store, and participating Shell stations. Sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday night radio show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Dove Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise.
Yeah, we've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Yeah, sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days. Okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Fanatics. This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com, and today I want to tell you about my good friends over at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Nebraska Furniture Mart has always been known for their legendary service and, of course, that unrivaled selection. But did you know that the store here in Clive has the largest appliance display in all of Iowa? There's also a huge flooring selection. They've got countertops, window treatments, and don't forget the big one. Every man loves a good television. They have a ton of them at Nebraska Furniture Martin Clive. So, did you know that Nebraska Furniture Mart also guarantees you that they'll have the lowest price? Oh yeah, they shop around all the major competitors, including Amazon, and they want to ensure that they have the lowest prices in town. So do yourself a favor, check them out. One block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive, it's Nebraska Furniture Mart.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Mr. Pollard, thank you for that warm intro. Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Here at Benchwarmers, presented as always by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. You think Jamie Pollard has any clue that he brings us in and out every week?
I bet someone's mentioned it to him.
Yeah.
Be in the front.
Hey, Jamie, heard you on the Cyclone Fanatic radio show the other night.
Oh, really?
Sounded good.
You know, in a legendary show like this, if you're associated with it, people talk about it.
Correct. You so Clones Hawks coming up on Friday. I'll give you a very pedestrian take. I think Iowa State has better players than Iowa.
Okay.
Up and down.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not getting into like matchups.
Yeah,
I just think
yeah,
it's a more talented basketball team, Iowa State.
America would agree with you.
It's hard not to get. I kind of brought this up to Korn, but that the Maryland game. I'm not talking about the shooting. Okay. This is separate than the shooting, but I'm talking about body language and when things weren't going well for the Cyclones, they did not respond well. And this was not Bryce DeJean-Jones. I thought it was unfair, frankly.
He took the heat of it.
He took the heat of it because of the one bad flagrant, and that was a bad foul. And he manned up to it. Fine, you know what? Whatever. But you know, George Niang, Naz Long, Dustin Hogue. I saw a lot of bad body language from that basketball team down in Kansas City. Even the Alabama game, really. I thought it looked like a cocky team, not a confident team. I didn't think that against Arkansas. I think they learned from it. But my thing is, Brent, when on Friday night, that crowd is going to hate the Cyclones. There's a lot of bad blood there. Now, they're not going to say it. But when Niang, you know, is posting pictures of himself drinking a cup of coffee after they remember those things. And that's fine. And George will man up to it, and he knows what he's doing, and he's fine with it. And I'm not criticizing him. I'm just saying it's going to be a ruckus environment on Friday night. How are they going to respond if some bad things happen? That's to me, that's the key to the basketball game.
And let's face it, Hoiberg and McCaffrey have got the job at the same time, and Iowa State's been the better program than Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
So those players and the Iowa coaching staff wants to beat Iowa
especially
State.
Especially some Iowans on that roster,
no
too.
Question. No question. And the way that game went ended last year with Gazelle missing the free throws and the quotes from Aaron White saying we were the better team and all that goes into it. So you know they're going to bring it emotionally. And I think this is a different challenge for Iowa State than the Maryland game in that was, and Cornell actually mentioned it at the beginning of the show, where we didn't necessarily respect those teams as much as we should have.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to – Iowa State has – all of their attention on Iowa. There's no question they're not going to overlook them at all.
Correct.
But it's a different deal where Iowa's good, and I think they're better than Maryland, actually. I think Iowa's a very good team.
I would agree with that.
And they have the length, plus you consider it's on the road, and they play really hard. So if you do not match your intensity level on the road, they can get away from you in a hurry. So it's going to be – this is the games that you need to play, though. It's a perfect – learning opportunity for Iowa State, and we'll see if they can handle it.
What you're more of a basketball savant. You like the X's and O's and all that jazz. You and Kirk Holland. Holland's got a nice preview coming up here in the next couple of days to preview that basketball game. But is there like a matchup that freaks you out from an Iowa State standpoint? Is there anything that you zero in on that you're like, man, this is a red flag?
Well, the fascinating part is Iowa's front line is really big.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they go – Woodbury, even though he's got the T-Rex arms, is 7 foot.
He does look like a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
And yeah. He knows that too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Olashaney, who comes off the bench, but he's, you know, a 6'10", 6'11". And then Utoff and White are both 6'9". Really good length. So trying to go up on those guys, we saw Niang struggle against an Embiid when they played Kansas because of that length. We'll see how he handles it, but more than anything, how do they guard him?
Mm-hmm.
How do they guard that size? Well, Woodbury's not a back-to-the-basket guy. Neither is White. But trying to keep those guys out of the paint and rebounding the ball. Average 14 offensive rebounds a game. Can you keep them off the glass? Because they're not a good shooting team, Iowa. But if they're getting their own misses, it's a lot easier from 4 feet than from 20.
Likewise, if the University of Iowa is game planning for Iowa State, a major advantage in the backcourt.
It is.
For the Cyclones.
And then also pulling them away from the basket again. It's the same hoiball style we talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If Niang's going to be your five guy, that means Woodbury or Olashaney are going to come out and chase.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an advantage to Iowa State on the offensive end to try and get those guys on the perimeter where they're not comfortable. So it's an X's and O's difference in matchups here. I want to know, though, who's going to guard DeJean-Jones. And I think that's as equally fascinating on the Iowa side, because who are you going to put on? Can Utoff guard him? Maybe. Can Clemens is their stopper, but he's only 6'2". Or Deshaun Jones has, you know, 6'6 with that 6'10 wingspan. Deshaun Jones is going to be critical again for Iowa State.
All right, we've got to take our final break of the evening. That segment there brought to you by Glenn Waterhouse Insurance, our State Farm guy, former Cyclone. I want to encourage you with the new year coming around. Of course, we all have, you know, New Year's resolutions and all that jazz. You gotta take care of yourself. You gotta take care of your insurance needs. Give Glenn Waterhouse a call, 515-223-5566. His email address, glennwaterhouse.com. You want to pop on in, he's down there on 86th Street in Clive, over across from Dahl's and McDonald's. glennwaterhouse.com. Click on his ad at cyclonefanatic.com. It'll take you right to his webpage. We're going to play five questions when we come back right after this on 1460 KXNO.
Hi, this is Austin Arnaud. As a quarterback in high school and college, you quickly learn to develop trust in your teammates and the guys playing other positions around you. None more so than your receivers. When you drop back, go through your progressions, and zero in on your target, you have to know that when you lob that pass, it's going to land in the sweet spot of your receiver's hands and lead to a touchdown. A good receiver is a quarterback's best friend. Maybe that's why Mark Charter is the most recommended realtor in Central Iowa. Having played receiver so well in high school, Mark developed great communication skills, precision, follow-through, and perhaps most importantly, carried the burden of never wanting to let his QB down. Now an accomplished real estate professional with RE/MAX, Mark works for a different QB, you, his clients. When you work with Mark to buy or sell a home, he combines his experience with your needs and desires to help you reach your own end zone. Touchdowns are great, but a successful real estate closing is even better. And Mark knows how to deliver both. Don't take my word for it, though. Read all the reviews about Mark you'll find on Trulia.com, Angie's List, and, of course, MarkCharter.com.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
There's really only one steak place that has the best steak. The most tender, most flavorful, mouth-watering steak. A place that makes the choice to serve you the best choice. Because we believe there really is no other choice. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Premium, hand-selected, 100% natural beef. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Because our choice is your best choice.
Sports radio in Iowa starts and ends right here. This is Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here. Bench Warmers in Ankeny, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. This place is going to be nuts on Friday night. Shout out to my workout buddies over at Jack Whitford's North Ankeny CrossFit. They're going to come here. They're having a big social event, and I was like, come to Benchwarmers. I can't go, unfortunately, but you get a bunch of CrossFitters, Bloom, and you get...
Are they allowed to eat?
They take a night off.
Okay.
Take a night off for the big game, and then they work it off on Saturday.
There you go.
But, segment here brought to you by Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine. Whether you're a weekend warrior, high school, college, pro athlete, you're probably going to get hurt at some point. Those CrossFitters, they're going to get hurt.
But 9 board-certified physicians, 12 outreach clinics, Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine will get you the personalized care that you deserve. Call Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine today, 515-440-2676. Visit them at dsmcapitalortho.com. Bring in voice of the fan, Adam Gray. What's up, Adam?
How you guys doing?
I'm all right.
Well, I was fine until you ate all the cheese balls, but
I had like 4 cheese balls.
Bloom hates ranch,
which
and I don't know if it was you or if it was John Sellers here. Somebody dripped some ranch onto the cheese balls,
true
and
story.
Bloom couldn't eat them after that. That
true
was the problem because I saw Bloom about ready to vomit across from me.
I can't respect anyone that doesn't like ranch.
And Bloom hates white cream sauces. This is true.
Not lying.
Anything that he suspects has ranch in it, he will not eat.
Ranch, mayo, sour cream.
He's been like this forever.
Don't you go.
He's a weird duck.
I got your go. I got your back on the candy corn, but ranch, I draw a line at.
Come on, Bloom. Crazy. So I'm watching Kansas-Georgetown on one TV here. We've got Kentucky still losing at halftime.
Yes.
To Columbia.
Down a point.
Yeah. Okay, so the Kansas-Georgetown, let's focus on that. I believe it's tied. If it's not, it's very
right
close.
30-30.
Are you guys, is Kansas going to lose the Big 12? That's the key question. We're not going to play 5 questions here, but I'll let you guys go, and then whoever gets this one right gets the point. But, they're vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
It took a crazy last 5 minutes. I mean, Florida's terrible, by the way. They'll come around, but that game on Friday night set offensive basketball back
not
a few
pretty.
Years. That floor, it was. I feel like they didn't score for like 2 hours watching that game. Is Kansas in danger? No.
Yeah, they're.
You've
they're
seen
in danger.
Enough now.
Sure, I still think it's a 25-25-25 split, or I guess 4-25s because you throw Oklahoma in the mix as well between Oklahoma, Texas, Iowa State, and Kansas. I think they're all right there. But the weird thing with Kansas is they're not even playing Kelly Oubre. They're just not. Like, he's a lottery pick, and they're not playing him. Eventually they'll play him, and I think they're going to get better because of it. But they're going to iron out some things. That's this team last year. Remember, they lost at home to San Diego mm-hmm. State. They got blitzed on the road at Florida. So they're getting up to speed, but Bill Self will have those guys ready. They'll be definitely a formidable opponent come Big 12 play. But I really think it's a 4-team race, split down the middle.
Well, okay, don't ride the okay. –
No, it is. That's what I'm saying. That's right down the middle.
Don't ride the fence, Gray. Gray won't ride the fence. He'll give me a real opinion.
No, I mean, are they going to be challenged? Yes, but they got to be the favorite going into Big 12 play.
I don't know.
I don't want to know who the favorite's going to be. I want to know who's going to win the Big 12 regular season.
I would
season.
Put the favorite.
That's what I want to know.
After looking at everybody, I think you have to make Texas the favorite.
I agree with Bloom.
When does Taylor come back for Texas?
He'll be back probably early January.
Okay, that's key because he's their stud. He
changes everything.
Team.
Right.
Yeah. No, Kansas is the team to beat. They still have to be the favorite until somebody knocks them off. I know they're struggling, but, Bill Self's one of those guys. He gets these 5-star recruits. Most coaches, I think, when 5-star players come in, they feel the pressure. They got to play these guys early and got to get them exposure. Bill Self doesn't worry about that.
He flips them the bird and says, I'm Bill Self.
You will do it my way. Yeah. And it doesn't really work necessarily for non-conference games, but by the time Big 12 play comes around, these guys kind of get what the Kansas style is about, and that's when they become dangerous.
I just don't know if they can score. And at the end of the day, basketball is a simple game.
I feel like we have this conversation every year for non-conference.
Put the ball in the basket.
And every year Kansas wins.
We talked with Cornell Mann about Iowa State signing a big free agent like with Jameel McKay. Isn't Oubre the same thing?
He's not playing.
He's not going to be buried the whole season.
I
There's
would
just
hope
no
that.
Way.
I don't get it. I
it's
don't
the most bizarre
it.
– because you've seen – we've seen Bill Self work guys into the mix before.
But he's
I mean,
just
he did that last
just,
year even with those guys, but nothing compared to this.
He's abandoning him. It's like he's just sitting on the bench even though he knows he could use him.
Oubre's saying the right things. If you read his quotes and whatnot, but, I mean, it's just a bizarre deal. I'm going to give Adam the point just because I still think Kansas finds a way. I don't know. But you're right, though. I think if you put, like, Vegas right now,
it's got
to
be Texas.
Odds, it would have to be Texas, I would think, just based off of what we have seen. All right. I want to talk, where does Iowa State finish now? Because we've seen the Cyclones a little bit on my preseason Big 12 ballot. I botched it. I wasn't a huge Texas believer. I knew they had a lot coming back, but I thought they overachieved last year some. Not a huge Rick Barnes guy. They're clearly better than where I had them at in my preseason. I had Iowa State at 2, Oklahoma at 3, Texas at 4. You got to put Texas up there now. Where do you, Well, from what you've seen of Iowa State, where are the
Cyclones?
I don't
know if much has changed really with any of them. I really don't. I mean, I don't know enough about Iowa State until I see what Jameel McKay can really do. But
yeah, that's a good point. You just don't know.
They can win it. They can still win it.
Yeah.
It's not out of question.
Still
there's nothing.
Win it. They haven't even played a game yet.
I know, but
I'm
saying, like, you can tell, like, I'm trying to think of an example. Like, Michigan's not winning the Big Ten. Michigan can't. It's terrible. Like, Iowa State hasn't shown that they can't win it yet.
No, I agree. And I'm buying into the McKay hype. I think Iowa State ties for second with Texas with five losses.
All right.
Play.
There you go.
Is it January yet?
It's close. Hey, next week, Thursday night, here from Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Thanks to Bloom, Gray, Billy Finley, Cornell Mann, Nebraska Furniture, Martin, Clive. So long. We'll talk to you next week, everybody.
Live from the WCI Pools and Spas Studio, 1460 KXNO, Des Moines. Available anywhere you go on the iHeartRadio app. Download it now. Search KXNO.